A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Samech Vav, Nedarim 66a, pagination is 131. We'll start from the section of the Mishnah that begins on the second wide line with the case of konam she'eni nose es pelonis ku'ura. A person makes a vow that he's not going to marry a certain woman because she's ugly. Va'arehi noe, and we check into it, and it turns out that she's pretty. And we bring her to him, and indeed, there's no issue. She's pretty, but he's thinking that he's bound by his vow. Says the Mishnah, Mutarba, he's permitted in her. Lo mipnei shi ku'ura v'nasis yafe, not because she was ugly and she became pretty. Ela shahaneder tos. But the vow is simply a mistaken vow, and that's why he is permitted in her. Note that the Mishnah at this point is not entertaining a case where we make her pretty in any way. The Mishnah is a very straightforward case. It turns out she's a pretty person, and there was no reason for his vow. And his vow was articulated because she is ugly. Apparently a shadchan was pressuring him, and he makes a vow. He's not going there. The Mishnah continues with the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. U'maisa be'echod shenoda mibas achoso hanoya. There's a person who made a vow of benefit from his niece. It was common to consider the daughter of one's sister in marriage, and this particular person made a vow, no benefit from this woman. They brought the woman into the house of Rabbi Yishmael, and they made her pretty. Apparently, this was the way of Rabbi Yishmael, that he looked out for girls who had trouble with Shidduchim, and he went out of his way to make it good. We'll see what he did later. But Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael said to the man, Bini, my son, Mizuna darto. Did you make a vow that you wouldn't marry this woman? Amar lo lav, and the man said, no, now she's pretty. V'itira Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael allowed it. The vow was a mistaken vow, as far as Rabbi Yishmael says, it's okay. He only made the vow because she was ugly, and she's no longer ugly. Ba'osa shah bocha Rabbi Yishmael v'omar. At that point, Rabbi Yishmael cried and said, based on what he was able to accomplish over here, he said, reflecting on this, Benos Yisrael na'osein, really the daughters of Israel are pretty. Ela shoha nios minaf lason, it's only poverty that gets in the way. Uchashemes Rabbi Yishmael, and when Rabbi Yishmael died, apparently it was his custom to do this regularly, hayu benos Yisrael na'oseskina, they expressed a lament, Va'omros benos Yisrael al Rabbi Yishmael bekina, and they recited the pasuk that David said regarding Shaul, who took care of the girls of his generation. Benos Yisrael el Shaul bechena, daughters of Israel, you should cry regarding Shaul, and likewise they said this regarding Rabbi Yishmael because of the kindness that he did for the daughters of Israel. Now, the Gemara wonders about this Mishnah because it was not presented as an argument between the Tanakhama, who says that you could ignore the vow if it turns out that she's pretty, and Rabbi Yishmael, who went ahead and changed the dynamic by doing something, asks the Gemara Masa Listor. This is a story of contradiction. You're contradicting the Tanakhama. Tanakhama only said if she turns out to be pretty, and you're telling me even if Rabbi Yishmael is able to make her pretty. And the Gemara says you're correct. Chisurei mechzur avachiktoni. They're missing words in the Mishnah. The Tana of the Mishnah recorded this very cryptically. It's moving along very quickly. And if you really want to understand it, you got to add in some words and realize that we're changing direction halfway into this Mishnah. It should say as follows. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael holds, Afilu ku'ura v'na'asis no'e. Even if she was ugly and she became pretty, Rabbi Yishmael holds, the vow still falls off. As he explained, because every girl is ready to become pretty from the Jewish people. Every girl of the Jewish people is really pretty. It's just that poverty gets in the way. And that's what it means. Maisa be'echot shenodam ibas achoso. The man made a vow from not to have benefit from his niece. Ve'echnisu aleves Rabbi Yishmael, they brought her into the house of Rabbi Yishmael for Yifua, and they made her pretty. Top of Amud Beis, Tana. What kind of activity did Rabbi Yishmael do for this girl? The Gemara says, Shein toseves ha'isala. She was missing a tooth, and they had put in a false tooth. They just stuck one in, and that was ugly. Va'asala Rabbi Yishmael shein shel zahav mishalo, and Rabbi Yishmael paid for a golden tooth. And apparently, at least in their culture, when you compare these two scenarios, the original scenario of a tooth stuck in there made her look ugly, and a golden tooth made her look attractive or acceptable, and that's what Rabbi Yishmael did. In Halacha, we find this brought, Simon Reish Lamed Beis Se'if Vav, Konam She'eni Nose Polonis Shehi Ku'ura. If a man said, I won't marry this woman because she's ugly, and he makes the vow, Vaisa Yofe B'Sha'as HaNeder, and at the time of the vow she was pretty, Shim Haya Yodea Shehi No Elohaya Noder, had he known she was pretty, he never would have made the vow. That's an example that it falls off and the vow is not binding. Avalam Haisa Ku'ura V'yafuha. But if she was indeed ugly and they made her pretty because they did something, Chal HaNeder, the vow takes effect and it would require Ataras Nedarim in order to undo, but it's not simply something that you can ignore. The Taz and the Shach observe that later on in the Siman, Sif Yates, there's a case that's brought, She'eni nosa es polonis she'avi hara. A man says, I'm not going to marry so-and-so because her father is a bad person. And that's his vow. Vishamo, and now we hear, She'meis o she'osa tshuva, that the father of the girl died or he did tshuva. Ein tzarech hatara. It does not require to be undone. The neder simply doesn't take effect because he was clear. The reason he's making the vow is because the man is bad. And as the Shach and Taz explain, that these are things that can change. Omdim Daito, the Shach says, we assess his intent Kol zman shehu rak amar, only as long as she has a bad father. But if the father's gone or the father does tshuva, that wasn't his intent to be included in the neder. Likewise, the Taz writes, Lefi she'en derech ha-ku'ura lehe'osos yofe. It's not normal, it's not common for an ugly person to become pretty. Mashe ein kein lekamon, as opposed to the case later on, that apparently it is common for people eventually to die, or people to do tshuva, and therefore it's handled differently. So the way we paskin is that Rabbi Yishmael putting in a golden tooth, L'Shulchan Aruch is objecting to that and saying, that's Chal HaNeder, the vow takes effect, because that's not a normal thing to change. Whereas, a person doing tshuva, that's acceptable. And if his neder was made only because he's bad, then something like that does change, and it's like a condition in the vow, and the vow does not take effect. Of course, this is leading us to a question. In modern day issues, if a man would have made such a vow, we don't make vows, but to contemplate, to consider, if he made a vow because the woman appeared ugly to him, and it was only, as Rabbi Yishmael described it, mipnei she'ani yosein, because they're poor. But if they would have a little bit of money, they would be able to do something about it. In our time, braces is not such a far-fetched, unusual thing. One can fix up teeth, even significantly bad ones, with a certain amount of money. It's possible to do that. How would Shulchan Aruch approach something that nowadays is fairly normal? This is not Rabbi Yishmael in his time giving a girl a golden tooth that he had to pay for. This is something that happens regularly. People do braces, and different tzedakah funds would help somebody with braces. If someone were to make such a neder, or any other type of neder that is changed likelihood in our generation, would that indeed fall into the parameters of tshuva? And it's only as long as the person has the problem that the vow is considered. But if it's changed, it would change. Or does it fall into the parameters where they said to Rabbi Yishmael, that's no lad, that's only because you're the great Rabbi Yishmael that you were able to change it. But otherwise, we consider the vow binding. If they wanted to do Ataras Nedarim, based on the change, we can consider such a thing. We'll find a Pesach. But simply to say that the vow was conditional, you can't say, because it's not a likely type of change. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.